Hello,
Hello?
hello, my name is Frank. I'm looking for Maggie.
Who is this?
Again, my name is Frank. I'm calling from National Opinion Survey. I am not selling anything. I'm just conducting a survey today. Could you please help us with a quick survey?
I don't know. What is this survey about?
Oh, just letting you know, this survey is totally anonymous. It will be just about questions about your problems in your community and the nation, okay?
Okay. But this is a private number. I don't know where you got my number from.
Oh, I'm not really sure, ma'am. We just have right here to ask you if you have time to do a quick survey. This will not take longer than 5 minutes. I hope you can help me with this.
Okay.
Okay. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you. Are you 18 years old or registered to vote in Ohio?
Yes, I'm a registered voter.
Okay.
And I'm far from 18.
Okay. What are the chances that you will vote in the November general election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are your chances 50-50 or you will not vote?
I will vote.
13?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. What is your age?
I'm 76.
Thank you. What racial or ethnic group best describes you? White, Hispanic, Black, Asian American, or Latin American?
African American.
Thank you. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for president from 0 to 10.
Say that again.
Please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for president from 0 to 10. What's your rate so you will vote in November?
Well, I will vote a 10.
A 10, okay. Thank you. Now I'm going to read you a list of elected officials. After I read each one, please tell me if you are approved or disapprove of their job. The first is Donald Trump.
All of them I don't know. You know, all of them I don't know.
Okay, it's just for name. And if you can please tell me strongly approved, somewhat approved, somewhat disapproved, or strongly disapproved. First is Donald Trump.
I disapprove.
Thank you. Mercy Kaptur, Congresswoman.
I approve.
Strongly approve or somewhat approve?
I strongly approve.
Thank you. Sherrod Brown, a senator.
I don't know her.
Okay. No worries. And now Joe Biden as president.
I don't really approve of him either.
Okay. Thank you. Now, I'm going to read a list of public names and institutions. After I read each one, please tell me if you have favorable or unfavorable opinion about them. The first is First Energy. It's very good, somewhat good, not too good, or bad for you. The
somewhat
First
good.
Energy. Thank you. Democrats in Congress.
I'm disappointed.
Okay, thank you. Mercy Kaptur.
I don't approve of her.
Okay. Joe Biden.
I'm disappointed in him too.
Okay. Republicans in Congress.
Very disapproved.
Thank you. Donald Trump.
Disapprove.
Thank you. Derek Marine.
I don't know that person.
Thank you. If the election for U.S. Congress were held today, Will you vote for the Republican or the Democrat?
Neither one.
Thank you. If the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden?
Well, that's a toss-up. Right now, it would probably be the independent.
The independent. Okay, thank you. If the election for president were held today and the candidates were only Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, for whom would you vote?
I wouldn't vote.
Okay, you wouldn't vote. Thank you. And if the election for Senate were held today and the candidates were Republican Bernie Moreno and Democrat Sherrod Brown, for whom would you vote?
Brown.
Thank you. And if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Derek Merritt or Democrat Marcy Kaptur?
Marcy Kaptur.
Thank you. Is there a chance you may consider voting for Republican Derek Merritt or for whom? Or would you say there is no chance for you to vote for him?
Well, I don't know that person. I haven't heard good things about him.
Okay. Thank you. Now I'm going to read you a statement some people have made about Democrat Marcy Kaptur. And you tell me something is much less likely, somewhat less likely, no difference, or more likely for you to vote for him in case you would vote for him. Marcy Kaptur is a career politician who has been in Washington for over 40 years. She has become a rubber stamp for the failed liberal agenda of Joe Biden, voting for higher taxes and open borders, inviting millions of illegal migrants into America. It is time for a change. Does the statement make you more, somewhat less or no difference, likely to vote for him?
No difference.
No difference. Thank you. After taking money from First Energy and the criminals involved in the biggest corruption case in the state history, Derek Mervin was one of the loudest voices in favor of the bill bailing out First Energy. Now, our utility rates are to the roof, and we put the bill for Mervin's corruption. This is much less likely, somewhat less likely, or no difference for you?
No difference.
Thank you. In the state legislature, Derek Morin supports anti-union laws that drive down wage for workers as mayor of Waterville. He tried to increase health insurance premium by more than double while also cutting employees' sick leave by nearly half. In Congress, Marion will stand with those who vote to go Social Security and Medicare and will raise their retirement age. This is somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference for you?
No difference. He's a Trump man. He does what Trump says. So no.
Okay. Thank you. So three more questions. I'm sorry. And then this is the other. Derek Morgan wrote a bill that will define the crime of, I quote, aggravate abortion murder. Mary's bill will prosecute more doctors and women, potentially leading to prison, and will even find them punishable by death. Is this most less likely, somewhat less likely, or no difference for you?
Well, I'm against abortion, but as far as voting for this guy, no. Makes no difference.
Thank you. As a landlord who has received over $100,000 in contributions from real estate special interests, Derek Merritt wrote legislation to end mandatory lead pipe testing from rental properties, leaving our children vulnerable to unsafe drinking water, so he and his cronies could save some money. He even wrote a bill to allow landlords to evict family on Christmas. This is much less likely, somewhat less likely, or no difference for you.
No difference.
Thank you. The last two. In the state legislature, Derek Morgan saw extravagant upgrades to his office like plush carpeting, new furniture, artwork, and regal signs for lawmaker offices. While working families are struggling to make ends meet, the last thing we need in Congress are more politicians only interested in helping themselves rather than looking out for us. is much less likely, some with less likely, or no difference?
No difference. Even though I agree with some of the things that he's doing.
Okay. And the last one, thank you so much for your time. Nearly every Republican and Democrat in the legislature vote to allow military spouses to be eligible for unemployment if they quit their job to accompany their spouses on military transfers. But Derek voted no. And when nearly every Republican and Democrat vote to allow first responders and fires suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder due to jobs to their workers' compensation, Maryland even voted to no on that. This is much less like you, someone less like you, or no difference for you.
No difference.
Well, based on what you heard, what is the best reason to vote against Republican Derek Marion for you?
I don't trust him. I think that he's a yes man for Trump. He does exactly what Trump says. And we don't need that. We need a person that's going to be their own, going to follow their own understanding of what a person stands for. Regardless of who it is, it doesn't make any difference.
Okay, got it. Thank you so much. Sometimes over the course of a 30, people change their minds. So I ask again, if the general election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Derek Marion, Democrat Marcy Kaptur?
Today, I would vote for Marcy.
Thank you. And what would you say is the primary reason not to vote for Republican Derek Marion?
I don't trust him.
Okay.
I haven't seen where he is his own man, that he makes his own decisions.
Okay, thank you. And what is the last year of schooling that you have complete?
I have college, sir.
Thank you. Regardless or how you were previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or independent?
I'm not labeled. I feel that I'm just a citizen of U.S. And
okay.
I vote mostly by issues.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
I'm not a Democratic or a Republican or an independent.
Okay, thank you, thank you. And how important is politics to your personal identity?
Say that again.
How important is the politics to your personal identity?
Well, I would think it's very important.
Very important. Okay, and in the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump, or you didn't vote?
Yeah, I voted. And what, you said 2020?
Yes, 2020, it was Joe Biden or Trump?
2020, I voted for Trump.
Okay.
With regret.
With regret about that. Thank you. We got notes on that. Well, thank you so much for your time. That's all for the survey. Thank you for helping me. Have a great day.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.